A mother gazes into her newborn's eyes. The baby's pupils dilate with pleasure, triggering a cascade of dopamine and beta endorphins in the mother's brain, which flow back to the infant, literally building neural tissue in the orbitofrontal cortex, the brain's emotional control center. This isn't poetry, it's neuroscience. Every coo, every soothing touch, every moment of attunement is constructing the architecture of a human mind. Yet in our achievement-obsessed culture, we've somehow convinced ourselves that what happens in a baby's first year is less important than what happens in their first semester of college. The research tells a radically different story. Human babies arrive astonishingly unfinished. At birth, our brains are only 25% of their adult size, compared to chimpanzees at 45%. This isn't a design flaw, it's an evolutionary masterstroke. Our brains literally form in relationship with others, shaped by every interaction. While a newborn can breathe, suck, and cry, the sophisticated social brain that makes us human develops almost entirely after birth through caregiver interaction. The orbitofrontal cortex, located just behind the eyes and responsible for emotional intelligence and self-regulation, develops primarily through social stimulation. Without appropriate one-to-one experiences with caring adults, this region remains underdeveloped. Romanian orphans who experienced severe relational deprivation showed dramatic black holes where this brain area should be, deficits persisting years after adoption into loving homes. Maternal stress sends cortisol to the fetus, making babies more irritable and enlarging the amygdala, the brain's alarm system, by up to 6% in girls. Maternal depression quadruples a child's future depression risk. Omega-3s from oily fish protect against stress effects, while choline from egg yolks and cauliflower supports hippocampus development for memory and stress management. But birth isn't destiny. Human babies arrive with brains only a quarter of adult size, doubling in weight during the first year, while forming up to 1 million neural connections per second. Synaptic connections in the prefrontal cortex explode between 6-12 months, precisely when parent-baby bonding peaks. This extended dependency allows brains to be customized to specific environments. Positive bonding during the first year can restore stress-affected brain structures to normal volume. The prenatal environment sets initial conditions, but the postnatal relationship writes the story. Newborns cannot regulate their own emotions. Through thousands of interactions where caregivers calm upset babies, stimulate bored ones, and guide them back to comfortable states, infants gradually internalize these regulatory patterns. Parents function as emotion coaches, helping babies differentiate basic feeling bad into specific emotions like disappointment, anger, or hurt. When babies become distressed, attuned caregivers mirror this state while demonstrating how to manage it, what researchers call psychofeedback. The baby's nervous system literally synchronizes with the caregiver's more mature one, establishing patterns that eventually become self-regulation. Without this co-regulation experience, children develop problematic emotional habits. Those with avoidant attachments automatically suppress strong feelings. Those with resistant attachments express them without restraint. Both patterns block access to crucial emotional information. These early patterns establish how the body's stress response functions throughout life, either activating appropriately and returning to baseline, or spiking too easily and remaining elevated. When parents are mentally unavailable, despite physical presence, children still experience significant stress. Children of alcoholic parents show cortisol levels 2-3 times normal baseline. The period from conception through toddlerhood establishes lifelong emotional regulation capacities. Moderate stress builds resilience, but overwhelming stress without caregiver support damages developing neural architecture. The stress response involves immediate adrenaline, followed by cortisol for sustained energy. While helpful short-term, persistent cortisol damages the hippocampus, crucial for learning and memory. Children with chronic stress show hippocampal volumes 12-15% smaller, compromising their ability to contextualize experiences and regulate emotions. For babies, caregiver separation triggers profound stress, Even 30-minute maternal separations raise cortisol significantly. Repeated separations make infants clingy and distressed. Day nursery studies found children's cortisol levels rose throughout the day, sometimes 75 to 100% above baseline, especially for those with poor social skills. Quality care matters. Attentive childminders reduced stress compared to over-controlling caregivers. Prolonged cortisol elevation damages the hippocampus, which then fails to signal the hypothalamus to stop producing stress hormones, creating a vicious cycle that makes it nearly impossible to shake off negative thoughts. When early attachment relationships fail to provide adequate emotional regulation, children develop compensatory strategies that become foundations for later psychological difficulties. Depression has biochemical correlates, low serotonin and norepinephrine, but these develop or children's emotional needs weren't adequately met. Depressed individuals have chronically high cortisol, like heating on full blast in an already hot room. Their stress response lacks a functioning off switch, making it nearly impossible to shake off negative thoughts. Personality disorders, like borderline personality disorder, often stem from neglect in the presence of the mother, parental emotional withdrawal being the biggest predictor. For babies with unpredictable parents, coordinating developing systems becomes impossible. They can't develop coherent strategies, unsure whether to approach or avoid parents who might make things worse. This disorganized attachment represents extreme emotional dysregulation with profound brain effects. Even antisocial behavior has roots in early attachment failures. Genetic factors only manifest when paired with poor parenting. The emotional landscape of infancy fundamentally constructs the neural architecture, determining how we experience and manage emotions throughout life. Brain plasticity proves meaningful change remains possible throughout life. Foster caregivers trained as children's regulatory person normalized cortisol patterns within 8 to 9 months. Regular aerobic exercise increases hippocampal volume up to 2% annually, while mindfulness meditation shrinks the amygdala and strengthens prefrontal regulatory connections. Exercise matches antidepressants' effectiveness for mild to moderate depression by stimulating endorphins and potentially increasing serotonin. Regular massage reduces cortisol by up to 31% while boosting serotonin and dopamine. Omega-3s from oily fish provide anti-inflammatory effects, while sulforaphane in cruciferous vegetables offers neuroprotection. Psychotherapy heals through relationship, not medication. The Therapeutic Alliance creates safe space for exploring emotional regulation by arousing difficult feelings in controlled environments. When emotions activate, the therapist's steady presence creates psychological space for reflection rather than automatic defenses. The relationship provides corrective experiences, particularly showing that ruptures can be repaired, the cornerstone of secure attachment. Successful therapy creates lasting changes in brain activation patterns, especially in emotion regulation regions. Early damage isn't destiny, but healing requires what should have been present from the beginning: attuned, responsive relationships. We've built a society treating babies' emotional needs as obstacles to productivity. Modern parenting forces impossible choices. Mothers isolated, bearing total responsibility without support. This contrasts sharply with cultures where extended families surrounded new mothers for months. Children receiving inconsistent early care struggle with anxiety, depression, and relationship difficulties later. Sweden and Norway's 18-month paid leave policies demonstrate better outcomes are possible. We need comprehensive shifts, accepting public breastfeeding, embedding parenting in community, providing workplace flexibility, ensuring caregivers are well-trained and well-paid. Nobel economist James Heckman calculates over $5 saved for every dollar spent on early intervention. From reduced special education needs, lower crime rates, increased earnings, and better health. Secure early attachment predicts better academic performance, stronger relationships, and greater resilience. The neuroscience is clear. Love isn't just nice to have, it's essential for healthy brain development. The first year isn't optional preparation. It's the foundation everything else is built upon.